Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
All right, so Team Lira, he's 18 years old.
19
years old. So did you celebrate your birthday during the show?
Yes, I did. On the 3rd of Feb was my birthday.
Okay, what stage were we in at the 3rd of Feb?
It was still the blind auditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 19 years old, kind of taking this all in. You're from Durban. You know that you're massively passionate about music, but very much in sort of a choral sense.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It was, obviously, I had a lot of experience with choral music going to Drakensberg and with Kersney, but that's not necessarily all that I was exposed to. That's just one of the aspects of my musical career thus far.
Yeah. But when you kind of, you know, imagine a show like this, when you're standing in the queue, you have an idea of the show and what the show might be. And then as you start moving through the different phases of the show, how does it differ in terms of what you thought it might be standing in that initial queue?
Well, to be honest, the show's lived up to everything I expected it to be, because I have followed the voice of the UK and the US as well for quite a long time, and it lived up to be pretty much on the same level, if not more beneficial in my opinion, within the South African industry. I mean, everyone who's now in the top 16 is like brilliant musicians, and this, like, our careers are sort of, we're getting a lot of opportunities out of this, which is everything that we expected.
Talk to me about figuring out how to build a career in music. I mean, as a kid, it's something that you've obviously dreamt about for a long time, but figuring out how to navigate an industry that is like constantly evolving, how do you go, or how have you gone about figuring that journey out? Is it pretty organic, or is there a specific directive in mind?
It's a very subjective subject, because different musicians go different ways about boosting their careers. I mean, if you look at Gangs of Ballet, who went the indie
route. Also out of Durban, right?
Also out of Durban, yeah. But they record everything themselves. They only get distributed through a label, which is Universal, which is like a very difficult route to get through, but it's a route that a lot of people try because they like to avoid labels and stuff like that. But I mean, obviously, a lot of people also try and go for the commercial route because it's the fastest, easiest way in a lot of people's opinions to get through, to break the industry, basically. But the industry is, like you said, an ever-evolving thing. It changes every day, and there's different trends in the markets, and you've got to evolve with those trends. I mean, if you take a perfect example like Sam Smith, who started
that
off
was your
with,
audition song.
I sang one of his songs for my audition, but for example, his earlier music was, you know, like just piano, very broken down, which is what people were loving at the time. And then people started sort of going more towards EDM, like electro dance music sort of vibes, and then he started writing songs like Omen and things like that, which are more, you know, that have an electro beat behind it sort of vibes. So he's actually started evolving with the industry, which is what a lot of musicians fail to do.
Tell me how you are evolving with this show.
With the show, I'm sort of learning through the public response and through a lot of media response what people are enjoying and what people aren't enjoying. Because, I mean, the public don't lie. they're telling us what they want. And they're telling us straight. So if we give them what they want, then you know, things should go pretty well. So what I've realized is that you've just got to go along with the public. So if someone says, like, awesome, you're doing all these ballads, but, like, we want to hear something more up-tempo, then I'll do something more up-tempo because that's what they're asking for.
I guess it's an interesting sort of context, though, to figure out what your voice as an artist is before kind of a public tell you what they want from you. So in terms of knowing first and foremost what you're about before you log onto Twitter or to Facebook, how's that journey unfolding?
It's unfolding pretty quickly. I mean, I've sort of, over the last few years, especially now in the last 2 years, I've sort of discovered my musical identity and I've discovered my voice technically. So I know the ins and outs of my voice. I know how it should sound. I know where it sounds best. But the song that I sing actually really doesn't matter, because you can, arrange a song in any way that you want to make it suit your voice. Because the song was written to suit someone else's voices. So if you try and sing it the same as that person, it's not going to work.
Mm.
So now that I actually know my musical identity and I know where my voice sits best, I take whatever song I choose, whether it be like an EDM track or a ballad or a 1980s rock song. I arrange it so that it suits the my vocal placement.
So something a lot of people have picked up with the show is that there's really big songs. Like the songs you guys are performing are massive songs. Not that they aren't in other reality shows, but these are really big songs from, you know, across different decades. And what conversation goes on in your mind when you know you've got this massive song that is, you know, known all around the world and you've got to put a Jono stamp on it? I mean, what's the internal voice saying when you get that initial piece of music?
Well, initially, it's quite a scare because, I mean, every time we choose such a big song, like my last song that I did, Hello by Adele, it's a massive song that everyone knows.
Yeah, she's kind of popular, yeah.
Kind of. No, that song has been shoved in people's faces for the last, like, 8 months, and people are, like, so tired of it.
Yeah.
So how do I put a spin on the song to make it my own while still keeping the integrity of it without people saying, what is this guy doing? Why has he completely destroyed Adele's song? You know, sort of vibe. So it is initially a scare, but then you get down to the grime of it and you say, okay, what makes musical sense? And what sort of phrasing can I put in here? Or how can I change up the chord progressions or put an inversion in here just to make... Just to put your own spin on it, but still keep the integrity and the normal structure of the song is basically how I approach a new song every time.
Who is Jono's number one supporter?
Jono's number one supporter. I'm speaking in the third person. my number one supporter is my mom, definitely.
Yeah.
She's been there from the beginning. I mean, every performance. And when I say every performance, even like those little ones.
So she's coming up from Durban to see it.
Oh, she moved up to Joburg.
Oh, wow, dude.
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
At the end of last year, she moved up to Joburg and I buggered off to Cape Town to go and study.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not very difficult for her to come to all the shows. But, yeah, no, she's at literally everywhere. Anywhere that my voice will be heard, she'll be there.
And the most interesting text that you've received from her following something she's seen to do with the voice?
She sends me like a million messages every day.
That's a lot of emojis.
Yeah.
What emojis does mom use?
Mom uses the hands, the clapping, the big smile, the hearts.
She sounds super, super proud.
She's the proudest mom in the world.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's exciting to watch you on this show. What's your final message to everyone who's been supporting you on The Voice or who just resonates with you in some way?
I'm so completely overwhelmed by the support that I've been getting, and I just wanted to thank everyone who's shown me support, and even those who've criticized me because it's helped me.
Oh no, screw them, bro.
No, no, man. Seriously, if they've said something, then I take it into account, and I have changed. Well, I like to believe that I've changed what they thought was you know, like, not so great. So, thank you to everyone. Good and bad comments, you've all helped me to further my journey on the show and my musical career, and I just want to thank you guys so much.
Power, 19-year-old Jono Johansson from Durban, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks, man. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.